That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight I'm going to continue with the upliftment of 2025. This is week two. I am bringing you a full picture of the Earth's soul growth in 2025. I have a lot of information here, which took more than 4 days of receiving and transcribing to bring to you. I will be posting this information on my blog and Substack under astrology. That will be the transcript, just in case you're interested. I had to break this down into two podcasts, and the second part is being presented tonight at the Winter Solstice on December 22nd. The podcast is available for downloading in my archives at Let's Find Out. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. 2025 could be the turning point where the default lines in the European Union become visible. The question arises whether unity or division will define their future. Some countries may seriously consider leaving the Union, which would severely shake up that organization. The United Kingdom is not a part of the European Union. However, it will have some changes as well. Prince Charles will step down, and Prince William and Catherine will ascend to the throne. It will be quite an event. I feel this is going to happen in the late summer of 2025. China is another global player. China will bring a destructive turning point in 2025, both internally and externally. Regions like Taiwan and the South China Sea will become critical focus points that will affect not only Asia, but the entire world. Taiwan will remain a focus of global tension throughout the year of 2025, and perhaps beyond. China will ramp up its pressure on Taiwan, and perhaps with military force. This escalation will put the U.S. and its allies in a difficult position, especially Japan. This will strain relations between the world powers. In the South China Sea, China will continue to assert its territorial claims aggressively. Conflicts with neighboring countries like the Philippines and Vietnam will intensify. The presence of the U.S. in the region will escalate, further increasing the tension and raising the potential for military action. Internally, the pressure on Xi Jinping will grow. Public dissatisfaction will become more apparent, fueled by severe economic setbacks and social inequality. I predicted this would start in 2025 last spring. Protests and resistance movements, including autonomous regions like Tibet and Xinjiang, will become more visible. At the same time, opposition within the Communist Party will begin to form against Xi Jinping's authoritarian cause. Despite his visible strength, 2025 will make it clear that China's power is built on fragile ground. While China will continue to show strength on the international stage, internal conflicts will begin to lay the groundwork for changes in China's leadership in the long run. In addition to the developments in Asia, there will be important events unfolding in the Middle East and Ukraine. In the Middle East, internal tensions and destruction, along with shifts in power, will further challenge the region's stability. New diplomatic alliances and the influence of global players like Russia, China, and the U.S. will play a key role and could help calm and sustain the situation for the long term and develop new solutions. It will take time, at least to mid-2026, before real peace settles in that region. In the Ukraine, a peace plan with territorial division might be possible. There's a high chance for this. It will become apparently concrete after Trump takes office, but it will be in the first quarter of 2025. There will be a neutral zone splitting the country. However, whether this will be a final solution and how long it will take for the wounds to heal remains to be seen. With a shift in consciousness, long-term, a ways down the road, borders, as we know them worldwide, will no longer exist. This shift in consciousness is unstoppable. I will explain more as we move through and along 2025. 2025 will be shaped by the truth and revelations coming out that shake many of the worldwide political systems. Secret backroom deals and scandals will be exposed, further undermining trust in the government and institutions. This will be particularly visible in the U.S. and the United Kingdom, where the old power structures are losing influence. These changes don't signal complete collapse of these, but rather expose the beginning of a transition. As I have told you, 2025 is a year of decision. Will we continue to follow the old systems, or will we allow and make space for something new? Remember, 2025 is the year of light. This new year will be the year when AI becomes a dominant force in almost every aspect of life. Its possibilities are limitless, from groundbreaking innovations that will revolutionize our daily lives to new control mechanisms that will threaten our privacy and freedom in unprecedented ways. IE and AI promise to elevate humanity to a new level. It can cure diseases, clean the air and soil, and offer solutions to global challenges that were previously unthought of and unimaginable. Along with these opportunities also come significant dangers. IE will be used to monitor people, track movements, and predict behavior. The progress in technology is staggering, but the regulations are lagging behind. That has been evident with the drone problem that we're experiencing across the USA now. Will we be able to act in time to prevent abuse? 2025 will not only push the limits of technology, but will also ask, will we use AI to create freedom and progress, or will we allow it to become a source of new dependencies, like our iPhones and laptops have become? This year marks the beginning of an era in which the relationship between humans and machines will be completely redefined. 2025 will be the year when digital currencies take center stage. Bitcoin, the CBDCs, and new forms of cryptocurrency, along with the coming Fed coin, will fundamentally change the way we understand and use money. Along with this change comes far-reaching consequences. CBDCs can usher in a new era of financial surveillance and control. If we give up the American dollar for digital currency, we will have lost all of our freedom. Every expense, every dollar you spend will be monitored. Governments and institutions could make citizen spending completely transparent. No more money under the table. It could close down Las Vegas. In a crisis scenario, digital accounts could be frozen or spending could be restricted. This power would radically change the relationship between the states and the individual. The good news is that outside and beyond our central banks, there will be decentralized alternatives. Financial systems like DFE, direct filing entities. Financial systems like DFAs will come into being more and more. DFEs are investment arrangements, direct filing entities, specialized trusts, for instance, that manage money from several plans. DFEs follow their own Form 5500, which is why they are identified as direct filers, and cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin will continue to grow in importance, teaching people new ways to achieve financial freedom. The crucial question in 2025 is, will we live in a world where financial freedom is promoted through digital innovations, or will technological power completely control the world financial system? 2025 will not be the year when all crooked cards will be revealed, but in the long run, what empowers people to gain more independence will be the main energetic focus. The change may initially be challenging, but it paves the way for a new financial era of self-determination. Within this energetic channeling, one thing is clear. We are the ones who shape our future, and these insights that I am bringing you as 2024 comes to a close shows what potential and challenges we might be facing. We can use this information as a guide as we consciously walk our path through this next year. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. We're going to take a break and listen to our cosmic tip. I'm coming back with a month-to-month vision of 25, starting in January right through December. We'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of December 22nd through December 29th, and on into New Year's Day, 2024. On December 21st, the sun entered Capricorn, bringing us the winter solstice. At the same time, the moon opposed Saturn and squared Jupiter. The square between Saturn and Jupiter becomes exact on Christmas Eve, the 24th. Christmas is the time when the extended families come from far and wide to gather together under one roof. They bring all their diverse personalities and ways of doing things. Love and patience will be required because there's sure to be some kind of clashes and discomfort. It varies to the degree that everyone wants to do things their own way. You may need to take a lot of deep breaths. On Christmas Eve, the more laid-back, easygoing members of the family could be at odds with the over-planning control freaks who want to uphold every tradition and plan every moment to a T. Luckily, the energy calms down by midday on Christmas, making the rest of the time warm and loving. With Mercury opposing Jupiter on the 26th, a T-square is formed that remains active through the rest of the Christmas season. Don't allow any resentments to pile up and ruin your reverie. This tension through the Christmas period will be hard to ignore, but it could have a revitalizing effect. Mercury and Jupiter indicate a fundamental openness and willingness to communicate. Share and listen before you judge. It could be a wonderful opening to do some healing. However, the focus of the T-square is Saturn in Pisces. It speaks of a lack of compassion as the soul thirsts for a spiritual home, as well as the fear of being forgotten. Take this inner voice seriously, for it can lead those willing to engage with their innermost selves deep into the mysteries of Christmas, the birth of a new light in the darkness. On December 27th, Mercury squares Saturn and Venus squares Uranus on the 28th. The Capricorn new moon is on the 30th. Retrograde Mars in Leo is about to reach the opposition to Pluto in Aquarius, which becomes exact on January 3rd, 2025. The mood at the end of the month is relatively sober and increasingly charged. This is an excellent time to look back at the past year's events. The conclusions that arise from this could be more straightforward than expected and show you which path you want to take in the new year. Realize that your family members mean well, even though they may be very different from you. You only need to be with them for a few days. The astrological aspects do not form a happy union through New Year's Day. Step back, watch and wait, and feel the relief of freedom to be who you are as we enter 2025, the year of light. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next year. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back. What I'm going to do now is give you my energetic impression of each month in 2025, as of today, December 22nd, 2024. These will be general energies, and of course, there could be more incidents added to them as we move along the year. January 2025 brings in very unsettled energies. Many of us are frustrated with social structures. People are expressing their dissatisfaction more openly. Protests and resistance will become more visible as the collective energy pushes for change. Although there may be protests on Inauguration Day, President Trump will be sworn in and take office, and positive changes will begin for the United States. At the same time, health challenges could come into sharper focus. There may be indications of a new virus strain that triggers concerns and discussion, especially regarding potential restrictions or shutdowns. However, this time the energy is very different. This time, people are less willing to give up their freedom so easily. They are asking more questions. This energy brings the opportunity to find new ways of dealing with such upsets and changes. February 2025. This month could bring in some groundbreaking technology developments into the public eye, especially in sustainability and artificial intelligence. New ideas bring solutions to global challenges. This will spark both excitement and critical questions. The weather will show some extreme patterns as well. Sudden cold waves and powerful storms will challenge many regions of the earth, especially in America, reminding us of how unpredictable nature is. At the same time, social unrest will intensify. More and more people around the world will begin raising their voices against injustices regarding political decisions, social inequity, or the handling of technological advancement. March 2025 brings in revelations and first breaks. March, with its eclipses, bring in highly transformative energy that will be felt in many areas. Hidden maneuvers and scandals will come to the light, shaking trust in leaders worldwide. It will be a month demanding truth and transparency. Floods and storms will surge in several regions, bringing in global attention. These events not only bring destruction, but also underscore the need to take on more responsibility for climate change. Early cracks in the new U.S. power structure could become visible. A congressional or Senate leader or a political movement could come under intense pressure through revelation and emerging protests. As March comes to a close, there will be a war on the seas. March is a preparing energy for deeper changes that are coming in April and beyond. April 2025 brings an energy that leaves nothing hidden. There is a sudden downfall, resignation, or abdicating the throne of major leaders in more than one country. These events will shake up global politics. This change of events will clearly show how unstable the old power structures have become, while forcing people to take more accountability and responsibility. Protests and demonstrations increase as trust in political systems continue to erode. At the same time, new political movements will continue to gain strength, while established forces fight to maintain their position. In the U.S., this underhanded fighting will come to naught. The Democratic Party will be left out in the cold, at least until the 2030s, because of their toxic and dishonest actions throughout the 2000s. Trump will enjoy two terms, as well as J.D. Vance. However, Donald Trump Jr. will not find it easy to become president, as new people come along and challenge him in 2036. Nature will mirror the intense forces going on worldwide. Unusual seismic activity like earthquakes, along with volcanic eruptions, will challenge entire regions. These events will amplify the sense that we are at a turning point, both socially and globally. April will demand radical honesty, along with the courage to leave the old behind in order to make room for the new. It will be a month that shows change is not just possible, but inevitable. May 2025. The month will be a time of revelation and confrontation. Political structures worldwide will come under increasing pressure. More secrets and hidden agendas will come to light. Particularly, there will be an important revelation about Antarctica. Reports and documents will be revealed, showing that this region hides far more than previously thought. I'm talking about secret technologies and possibly about an underground mothership of extraterrestrials. This has been kept hidden by the government for years. Political and social tensions will continue to rise due to increasing encroachments on personal freedoms, digital surveillance. Civil rights movements will gain strength as the resistance to state control grows. Call for transparency gets louder. People will begin to organize as a collective community and recognize their shared power. Communities will have so much power, which is very Aquarian. Nature will also show itself intensely. May will be remembered for its exceptionally high temperatures, along with extreme weather changes that will amplify the urgency for environmental action and will demand global attention. June 2025. In June, digital currencies will be at the forefront as Europe and the U.S. begin the first test phases of CBDCs. While governments will celebrate this program as progress, resistance grows among the population, fearing the infringement of their financial freedom. At the same time, decentralized alternatives like cryptocurrency grows to rise in importance, and you must be very careful of scams during this time. June will be marked by upsetting technological incidents, data leaks that will question the handling of new technology. At the same time, there will be revelations about free energy technology that will further shake up the existing systems. Now we're going to take a break for our half-hour messages and for the song, which is Silver Bells by Kate Smith. I'm having some Christmas music tonight for everybody. I'll be back with the other half of 2025 after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you hear
lights, cake of bright red and green.
As the shoppers rush home with their treasures,
there's no crunch. See the kids bunch. This is Santa's big seal.
And above all this bustle, you hear silver bells. Silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back to bring you the final part of the upliftment of 2025. Tonight I'm bringing you a full picture of the Earth Soul growth in 2025. The podcast will be available for downloading in my archives on Let's Find Out. I had to break it down into two podcasts, and the second one is being presented tonight at the Winter Solstice on December 22nd, 2024. We are going to continue beginning with July through December of 2025. It's an energetic imprint of each month through the year. Of course, there will be more to add to it as we walk along the path of 2025. I'll be doing that on my weekly broadcasts. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody. July 2025 will be shaken by health awareness and revelations, especially the topic of previous vaccination programs. This topic could come into focus again as more studies and reports emerge. They will raise questions about potential side effects and some long-term effects. These revelations could lead to protests or heated debates. The population will demand more transparency from governments and pharmaceutical companies. At the same time, more people will experience emotional exhaustion as health challenges and social tensions continue to rise. The desire for healing and creating inner balance will grow, bringing in alternative methods like natural medicine and spiritual approaches to the forefront. Learning how to raise your vibration will become very important and is very doable if you can apply your spiritual techniques. August 2025 will be remembered for its social and cultural movements. People worldwide will be seeking more ways to raise their voices and express their values. This will be through protests, artistic projects, and social engagement. These movements will not only serve as expressions of change, but also as sources of inspiration and hope. At the same time, tensions between China and Taiwan will intensify. Military threats have been more frequent than in the past, and there is a dangerous turning point now imminent. China will take stronger action to assert its influence over Taiwan. This will be through economic blockages, cyber attacks, along with other aggressive strategies. The response from the USA and its allies will be crucial as the global community faces possible escalation with far-reaching effects on Asia and the global trade routes. Trump will work very hard to regain control of the Panama Canal. September 2025. The CDBCs will become in focus again. Pilot projects will be launching through Europe and perhaps the USA as well. They will test the introduction of those kinds of currencies. These initiatives will receive mixed reactions. Some of the younger people will welcome it, but many more citizens will raise concern about government control and loss of privacy. Protests and public debates will increase as people demand transparent communication along with clear regulations to protect their financial freedom. At the same time, geopolitical tensions around Taiwan will continue to escalate. China's increased efforts to expand its influence in this region will lead to international reactions along with strengthening of security concerns. The global community will closely watch their developments as potential conflicts in East Asia could create wide-reaching impact on the global stability. October 2025. Global financial markets will be experiencing turbulence. Currency fluctuations and the market volatility will be triggered by the introduction of CDBCs along with the adjustments made to the financial systems and institutions. Investors and governments will need to take some stabilizing measures to minimize economic uncertainties. At the same time, social movements could gain momentum. Civil rights organizations and grassroots groups will advocate strongly for privacy, financial freedom, and transparency, especially regarding the new digital currency. Civil rights organizations and grassroots groups will advocate strongly for privacy, financial freedom, and transparency, especially regarding the new digital currencies. The citizens are now seeing how digital currencies will stop the freedom of cash flow, and a complete currency takeover is really a government trap to complete control of the global financial network. Protests and public debates will increase as the population raises their voices against political surveillance measures. Along with this, the U.S. Constitution will add two addendums. One is that a person cannot hold a third term as president in a row, consecutive, but can have a second term if he has only been in office for 4 years. Thus, President Trump will be able to have a third term because there was a space between 2016 and 2025. Two, the Electoral College will be eliminated and the president will be elected by popular vote. November 2025 brings in a pivotal month for social movement. Worldwide protests will organize to stand up for social justice, financial freedom, and privacy. The public will increasingly recognize their collective power and will demand changes in political and economic systems. Leaders who resist change will come under intense pressure and could lose their position of power. On a geographical level, there could be further escalation in Asia, particularly around Taiwan. Military tension and economic conflicts could force the global community to take a clear stand. These events will raise the question of just how far humanity will go for peace and cooperation. December 2025. In December, further unveilings and revelations will challenge trust in existing government and corporate systems in politics, economics, financial, and technology. The topics of transparency and truth will again take center stage, and people may increasingly realize how important it is to take responsibility for their own actions and their reality. Nature will also show itself intensely. Unusual weather phenomena or cosmic events will define December. This reinforces the feeling that the world is undergoing a major transformation. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are at the end of tonight's messages. I'll be back next week and talk about the new moon in Capricorn and what's coming just ahead in January 2025. I want to remind you that this insight I am bringing to you tonight should not be seen as fixed and unchangeable. Our reality is influenced by countless factors, and the future is shaped by our own decisions and actions. The energetic vibrations described here offer you potential developments that can always be changed by the collective consciousness. The power to change the future lies in our hands. The true gift of 2025, the year of light, lies beyond these events in the massive shift in consciousness that humanity will experience. Never before have so many people been waking up, realizing the truth about our lives, our relationship with nature, our Mother Earth, and our connections with each other. 2025, the year of light, will be a year when more people than ever before will awaken and become conscious of their true power and the truth about their existence. This shift in consciousness will pick up speed, and more people will begin to connect with the divine, with a deeper truth within themselves, the world, and the universe. Thank you for listening to my channeling. I've enjoyed preparing this for you. Now we're going to hear some Christmas music, have our meditation, and finish with O Holy Night by Mantovani. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
Your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child you deliver soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels tried? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary,
your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas
now. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.